Salt Lake City leaders say there is no acceptable reason for the delay in placing two officers on leave after a nurse was arrested. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more, Mary.
Amanda, Salt Lake's mayor, police chief, and city council are getting flooded with thousands of angry phone calls, emails, social media posts from around the nation about the arrest of the nurse for not drawing blood from an unconscious patient. Now a fact sheet on slcmayor.com says there is no acceptable reason why the officers were not placed on leave immediately. The chief says hindsight is 2020, but an internal investigation did start right away. Now, the city attorney says employees cannot be fired without due process. The city council apologized to that nurse last night and pledged to look at how to make sure something like this never happens again. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City leaders are apologizing again for the arrest of a hospital nurse and say they want to make sure it doesn't happen again. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, Salt Lake Police Chief Mike Brown says the whole thing was an outlier, an unfortunate incident that will never happen again.
This was a very traumatic situation for her, and this is something that I never want her or any nurse in the country to ever go through.
And last night, the Salt Lake City Council held a public meeting to address the video and the arrest. Salt Lake Council members read a statement apologizing to Webbles and promising they would hear the public's opinion. And meanwhile, investigators say we could learn as early as tomorrow if Detective Jeff Payne will face charges for his actions. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.